How does adopting a systems change lens lead to better, more sustained, and systemic change? In a world full of wicked problems that seem to be increasing daily, this is a very good and necessary question to consider. In this episode of Season 3 of the Just for a Change podcast, powered by the Bertha Center for Social Innovation and Entrepreneurship, join me, guest host Kinsi Khatebe, for a conversation with changemaker Ntombini Marengane. You'll know Ntombini as the Season 3 host of this podcast, and in this episode, she's on the other side of the mic, and you don't want to miss this one.
Where I'd like to see a shift that I think could lead to a more holistic conversation about how do we actually tackle these wicked problems that we have in this country. I would say being open to criticism, being open to the fact that just because what you're doing works for you doesn't mean it works, right? So just because I have a business where I'm able to, let's go with the mining example, I'm extracting minerals, I'm creating jobs, and I'm selling this commodity on the world market, which is creating profits for the shareholders and for the company leadership, that's working for a certain amount of people, but it's not working for everybody else, right? It's not working for the migrant worker who comes to sell his labor or her labor at the mine and has to live in subhuman conditions because the pay is so little that they just try and cut every corner so that they can send as much money home as possible. It's not working for the people who are originally from that community who are watching their land, which maybe they used for grazing or for farming, seeing it completely eroded and destroyed for the purposes of mining and of which they see no direct benefit. We are completely and totally interdependent. And I think there's a lot of, in the private sector world, there's a lot of individualism, if I can put it like that. And that kind of thinking where I only care about what this does for me, I only care about my benefit, I only care about my reward, and I don't care or think about or prioritize or even acknowledge the impact that my pursuit of my reward has on other people. That's really the nub of the problem for me.
Click the subscribe button on our podcast profile to make sure you don't miss this episode.